Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Voters in Afghanistan go to the polls tomorrow to vote in parliamentary elections. And this time, despite the death threats and intimidation, we've got a record number of women contesting seats. But there is still real fears, concerns not just about the voters, but the people running for office. News just this morning that two election workers were killed in Afghanistan by the Taliban. And we also heard this comment from one Afghan woman who is running for office.
Yes, I've been threatened. Every night I put up my posters, but the next morning I find they've gone. Every day people come and tell me they've heard I've been killed or injured. I'm focusing on campaigning in the city centre as I can't travel to the districts.
We're joined now by Shukriya Barakzai. She's joining us from Kabul. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning to you.
You are running for re-election at this point.
Yes, I'm running.
And having heard this disturbing news, having heard stories about death threats, having heard that two election workers were killed in your country, does this not concern you about your safety? Are you worried?
I understand. I'm one of the Afghans among millions of Afghans that the situation in Afghanistan is not in a very normal way that people can stand very freely without any threat. I'm sure all candidates can understand which kind of challenges they are facing today for running and tomorrow being MP. I was one of them that since 7 years or maybe nearby 8 years, I received many times the threats starting from the car bomb till everything. But this is the country, and the situation is not really normal way. So we have to accept such a kind of things, and we have to be prepared, and we have to be understand the challenges as well. It doesn't matter that there's a death threat or not. We have to promote, provide, and support democracy for Afghanistan, and we have to stand for those values, which is we believe. This is important for us right now to have a new parliament and again to practicing the exercise of democracy. To institutionalizing democracy, it always needs sacrifice, mm-hmm. sacrifice of the nation. And I'm sure women is not the only group which is today their target. In Afghanistan, everybody's a target.
Right.
Religious people, ordinary people, women's groups and women's rights activists, police, engineers,
yeah, it's a very,
even our little child.
Yeah, it's a very dangerous situation right now. Shukriya Barakzai is actually running for re-election as an MP in Afghanistan in Kabul. Also with us is Quentin Somerville with our partner, the BBC. Good morning, Quentin.
Good morning.
You just heard Shukriya speaking, and you've actually focused specifically about how women could shape this election. Can you talk to me about how that actually will play out? There are seats set aside for women, and is that changing the discussion?
That's right. There's an allotted amount, at least 64 seats set aside for women in the parliament. There are almost 300 seats in the parliament in total. Is that really changing and improving women's rights in Afghanistan? The answer is maybe, perhaps. It's certainly giving women more prominence. But even despite that, the fact that there were so many women MPs in the last parliament, a good number of them still supported a law which harmed the human rights of Shia women. It meant that Shia men were able to have sex with their wives, whether their wives wanted to or not. And it also meant that Shia men could decide when or if their daughters or wives went to school. That was approved by female MPs. Of course, though, let's remember, back in the Taliban times, women weren't allowed to be educated. They weren't allowed to work. That has changed significantly. There has been an improvement in women's rights, but having an allotted number of women MPs doesn't necessarily mean you're going to guarantee the human rights of women in particular.
Well, we're hearing some very disturbing things coming out of Afghanistan. I mentioned the report this morning that two election workers were killed there. There's also the Taliban claiming to have abducted 18 election officials and campaign workers. Do you think things are more dangerous right now than they were during the last election?
As you heard from Shukriya there, Afghanistan is a very dangerous place, and whether you're a woman MP, whether you're a male MP, or whether you're an ordinary individual going about your business, life is very risky here. In fact, 24 people have been killed in election-related violence, but at least 50 people die here every single day as a result of the insurgency and the counter-insurgency. Is the security situation worse than the last election back in 2003? Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, it is. And it's the thing that most Afghans care about is their security. It's the number one issue for them. President Karzai has said he will guarantee security. There's 300,000 foreign and local security forces will be out in force in tomorrow's election. But the Taliban are making good on their promise to disrupt it. As you said, 18 people kidnapped in the west of the country. And we've also heard this morning that a candidate in the east of the country has been kidnapped. Not by the Taliban.
Shukriya, you have three children, right?
Three daughters.
Okay, and actually in 1999, you were beaten by Taliban religious police when you were caught on the street without your husband. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that part of what motivates you to risk your life to run for parliament?
It's not hard for me. I have a goal and vision for my country. And I'm also one of the mother, which is I'm sitting with those people every day in the parliament and working about the law and reform and making Afghanistan to giving a new picture for Afghanistan. But those people, which is they killed my two child, because of them I lost my two children during the civil war in Afghanistan. But it doesn't matter that this kind of threat and this kind of memories will disturbing me. It always gives me the idea that we have to work, at least not only for the other mothers, but for the children, for the next generation, which is we have to sacrifice our life for their better future. I understand how dangerous these things and how difficult it is when we are talking by that way. But in the meantime, there's a lot of progress which has happened in Afghan women's lives since 9 years, and particularly past 5 years was the years that Afghan community and Afghan society heard women and they saw women as a political leaders in the parliament. And they also today they are respecting and they are supporting more women than men. Although men, they have a gun, they have a power, they have a money, they can abuse their own legal and legitimate power. But women, we don't have anything like that to abuse it or even sometimes to use it on a positive way. But doesn't matter how difficult it is. The matter is we have a vision and we have a goal. We want to achieve what is the nation needs.
And we got my vote, Shukriya.
We wish you the very best this weekend. Shukriya Barakzai, good luck with the elections tomorrow in Kabul. And thank you to Quentin Somerville reporting from Afghanistan for our partner, the BBC.